From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama, at a dinner at the White House tonight, is saying he backs construction of a proposed mosque and Muslim cultural center near the site of the September 11th terror attacks in New York. The president telling attendees that as a citizen and as president, I believe Muslims have the same right to practice religion as anyone else in this country. Tonight's event is being attended by diplomats from Islamic countries and members of the U.S. Muslim community, and is part of an annual dinner at the White House celebrating the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. The White House has not previously taken a stand on the mosque, part of a planned $100 million Islamic center to be built in Lower Manhattan. California Democrat Maxine Waters defended herself against ethics violations today. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports the congresswoman made her case not before the House Ethics Committee, but before the press.
The allegations are that Waters used her position to help a bank in which her husband had interest. She said she was concerned not with the bank's welfare, but the access minority banks have to top government officials. Waters says the Ethics Committee released all the allegations, but has made no date for a hearing at which she could defend herself.
And given the congressional schedule, it is possible that no hearing would be held for months, even after the November elections.
Waters says she's done nothing wrong and will fight the allegations to the end. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.
BP is going to proceed with a relief well in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it's intended to permanently seal the well from deep below the ocean floor.
Engineers suspended work on the relief well because of stormy weather in the Gulf. During the delay, officials raised questions about whether it was necessary since the well has already been plugged from the top. Now, the government's point man on the spill, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, says that drilling will resume.
How it gets finished will be determined on risk mitigation and the way forward that's being discussed right now. The relief well will be finished. We will kill the well.
The bottom kill is expected to take several days once the relief well intersects the broken well. The leak has been capped since mid-July. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
More mixed signals on the economy did little to soothe worried investors at week's end. While retail sales were up 0.4% last month, excluding gasoline and autos, sales actually fell. And prices at the consumer level were up 0.3%. The news comes in a week that has seen fears of economic retrenchment mount, though Bernard Baumel, an economist with the Economic Outlook Group, is not in the camp that thinks the economy will slip back into recession.
We need to convince people that, look, we're not heading for a double-dip recession. Companies right now are loaded with cash. Consumers also have substantially increased their savings.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 16 points at 10,303, where before the week, the Dow lost 3.3%. The Nasdaq fell 16 points today. You're listening to NPR. Russia has announced plans to begin the startup next week of Iran's only nuclear power plant, a move that comes as Tehran struggles with international sanctions over its disputed nuclear program. The U.S. and other Western nations have been pressuring the Islamic Republic to give up any activities that could be used to produce nuclear arms. Uranium fuel shipped by Russia will be placed in the reactor next week, beginning the month-long process of the startup. Sierra Leone's Human Rights Commission is calling for uncut diamonds given to supermodel Naomi Campbell to be handed to the fund to help survivors of the bloody civil war there. NPR's Ophibia Stockton reports the stones are currently in the hands of South African police.
The deputy head of Sierra Leone's Human Rights Commission, Yasmin Jusu Sharif, says the rough diamonds can be sold and the proceeds used to improve the lives of civilians mutilated in the civil war. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor is on trial for bankrolling that rebellion and trading in conflict diamonds mined in neighboring Sierra Leone. Diamonds hit the headlines last week when supermodel Naomi Campbell testified at Taylor's trial that she had been given a pouch containing dirty little stones, as she called them, after a charity dinner hosted by former President Nelson Mandela in 1997. Taylor was also a guest. Campbell denies knowingly accepting a gift from Taylor, but she has been contradicted in court testimony by Hollywood actress Mia Farrow and Campbell's former agent. Ophibia Stockton, NPR News, Dakar.
Faced with continued competition from rivals like Netflix and pay-per-view movies, video chain Blockbuster continues to report mounting losses. The company says for its most recent quarter it posted losses of $69 million. That's compared to a loss of $37 million for the same period a year ago. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.